As the war with Iraq intensifies, freshman Congressman Max Burns of Georgia is completing his first 3 months in Washington. Burns, a 54-year-old former Fulbright scholar, was elected president of the freshman Republican class in the House, and he supports the president's decision to go to war. But even as the war preoccupies the Capitol and the media, the congressman finds that his constituents remain focused on the economy. In the second part of an occasional series on the lives of new members of Congress, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with Representative Burns yesterday in his Capitol Hill office.
Max Burns' district is in southern Georgia. It includes parts of Augusta, Savannah, as well as Athens, an area known for the University of Georgia and cotton and dairy farms. Most of the voters are Democrats, and 40% are black. The conservative white congressman was a surprise winner last fall. Now the former professor of information technology finds himself swimming in the deep waters of the politics of war. I asked him how the war is impacting his first few months as a congressman.
It's been a heavy burden. It's been a heavy burden for the American people. It's been a very tough time for us. Every day we are here, we receive a secure briefing. Was the Secretary Rumsfeld and General Myers. One of the things that we enjoy is a more comprehensive view of what is happening.
Burns is listening carefully to his constituents on the war.
They're concerned about the safety of our troops. They're concerned about the swift and timely completion of this conflict. I have some constituents who disagree with this approach and this decision. I will say that the overwhelming majority of those in the 12th District of Georgia support the president.
Among those opposing the war in South Georgia are some people at the many colleges and universities in the district. There are also pockets of opposition among the area's large population of Democrats, as well as in the sizable black community. But so far, arguments about the war are not the focus of comments the congressman is hearing from his constituents. When he took office 3 months ago, the economy was the number one issue. Despite the war, not much seems to have changed.
It's still the economy. It's still jobs. It's still the opportunity that every individual wants as far as a secure future.
In the last few years, Burns District has seen a large exodus of jobs in textile and light manufacturing industries. And now that state budgets are shrinking, the University of Georgia and other schools are cutting back on their staffing. The congressman wants the federal government to spur economic development by investing in worker training and providing incentives for companies to move into the area. Yesterday, a group of businessmen from rural phone companies in his district came to his office in Washington to ask for regulatory relief and federal financial aid. Dennis Lewis and Bill Smith are with the Bullock Telephone Cooperative in Statesboro, Georgia.
I start with my usual statement that I'm just a South Georgia country boy. I'm not a lobbyist, so just bear with me.
Not a problem.
We've got a few items of concern.
The three co-ops in particular that are represented in your area are impacted probably close to $1 million between them all.
Because of
the MCI or the WorldCom and Global Crossing situation.
Bankruptcy.
Bankruptcies. These same players are still out there. They're back there debt-free now, competing with us again. And so we think that's an unfair playing field.
But while Congressman Burns promises to help the local businessmen win government funding, he also supports President Bush's proposed $726 billion tax cut. Combined with his support for the Bush administration's $75 billion request for the war in Iraq, the congressman finds himself pulled in several directions. Despite his short time in office, the congressman has had to establish clear priorities.
You have to recognize that the Constitution was very, very clear in what our responsibilities were. And the first thing we must do is provide for the common defense. So above all else, we must protect America.
Congressman Burns plans to hold a series of town hall meetings next month in his home district to discuss both the war and the nation's troubled economy. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.